Jesse Allen talking down with Arlid Suderman of Stone X. Arlid, let's start with the corded soybean complex here today. Good strength holding there as we work towards midday. What are you seeing in the quarter bead side here so far on this Monday?
Well, it's really kind of back to a weather market again, and corn and soybeans are trading the added risk coming back into the market. If you look at the atmospheric drivers right now that are setting up the weather pattern, they're very similar to what we saw in early June, right ahead of going into that very hot and dry last half of June. So there's some concerns that we could be mirroring that same type of weather pattern as we go into the major part of the pollination and pod set period for the corn and soybean crops. So we're adding a little bit of risk premium, doing so on a day when the rest of the markets are primarily in a risk-off mode when we're seeing weakness in the other markets. And so I think that says something about the strength of concerns with very tight domestic and global supplies as we head into this critical phase of development.
Well, you mentioned the risk-off tone in other markets. Let's move to the wheat complex. We've moved lower off the overnight highs, and I know the U.S. dollar pushing back up near highs once again. I would have to imagine that's a weight on the wheat market among some of the other factors out there, Arlen.
Absolutely. Dollar index making new 19-year highs this morning, continuing to push higher. Really a sharp break in the euro, helping push the dollar stronger today, making it more difficult for us to compete on the world market. So the wheat numbers under pressure, along with stocks, along with energy markets, a number of things under pressure today. And of course, the focus on tomorrow's USDA crop report as well, where we'll get the first field-based survey numbers for the spring wheat crop. And that's going to be a critical component of the balance sheet going forward.
Over in the livestock trade, feels like maybe just a little bit of caution there. We're not really, trading lower, but we're not moving the needle too much to the upside today. Cattle a little higher with the hog trade mixed here. Any thoughts on the livestock action today?
Well, I think that's a good way to say it on the protein sector is caution. We've had quite a range of prices for the cattle market. We started lower. We've rallied, kind of settled down, and now then we rallied again. So we're getting a little bit of firmness in there. Overall, last week's cash trade was disappointing, but slaughter totals came in better than a year ago. So we're seeing things hold up a little bit more. The board is trading below where the cash market is trading. So we're seeing a little bit of support. Over on the hog side, though, really going to see if we can put in a seasonal top here or whether we can push this thing higher. As we look at the cutout last week, the weekly cutout really set a new high for the year, even though the daily numbers didn't. So we're seeing good demand for product on the lower numbers, slaughter numbers, tightening things up a little bit, but really chopping sideways in a hog market while we look for more direction.
And again, that is comments with Arlen Suderman, Chief Commodities Economist at Stone X. Coming up this afternoon, we'll talk with John Heimberg of Total Farm Marketing, as well as take a look at this week's weather forecast with Eric Snodgrass of Nutrien. You've been listening to the Market Talk Midday Commentary for Monday, July 11th. I'm Jesse Allen reporting.